This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Directorate General of Foreign Trade, DGFT, has announced new port restrictions on the import of certain goods from Bangladesh to India. In a notification issued today, the Union Ministry of Commerce and Industry clarified that these restrictions will not apply to goods from Bangladesh that are transiting through India and destined for Nepal and Bhutan. The directive issued through a notification has come into immediate effect. The import of all types of ready-made garments from Bangladesh will be prohibited through land ports. However, these goods will still be allowed through the seaports of Nhava Sheva and Kolkata. Additionally, the import of fruit, fruit-flavoured and carbonated drinks, processed food items, cotton and cotton yarn waste, plastic and PVC finished goods, excluding pigments, dyes, plasticizers and granules used as inputs for domestic industries and wooden furniture will be restricted. Government is sending 7 multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. The delegations are set to visit key partner countries, including member countries of the UN Security Council, later this month. They will include MPs from different political parties, prominent political personalities, and distinguished diplomats. These delegations will carry forth India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism to the world. The 7 delegations will be led by BJP's Ravi Shankar Prasad and Baijayant Panda, Congress's Shashi Tharoor, JDU's Sanjay Kumar Jha, DMK's Kannimuri Karunanidhi, NCP's Supriya Sule and Shiv Sena's Shrikant Eknath Shinde. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today asserted that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has given a befitting reply to terror attacks, leaving the world amazed and Pakistan scared. Speaking at a public meeting in Gandhinagar after launching development projects worth over 700 crore rupees under the Gandhinagar Municipal Corporation, Mr. Shah hailed the decisive actions taken by the Indian Armed Forces in response to acts of terrorism. Referring to Operation Sindoor, Shah said that Pahalgam terror attack was avenged by destroying terror camps of outfits like Jaish-e-Mohammed and Lashkar-e-Taiba located in Pakistan.
Modi ji ne har hamle ka jawab ni makkamta se diya hai ki aaj puri duniya aashcharyachakit hokar dekh rahi hai aur Pakistan bhayabhit hokar uska anubhav kar raha hai. Jab Uri mein hamla hua, surgical strike karkar ek pratikatmak jawab diya gaya. पुलवामा में हमला हुआ, एयर स्ट्राइक कर चेतावनी दी गई, मगर ये सुधरे नहीं. पहलगांव में हमला किया, इस बार ऑपरेशन सिंदूर से उनके हेडक्वार्टर्स को नेस्त नाबूद कर.
In Haryana, 3 persons have been arrested on charges of spying for Pakistan. Haryana police has arrested Jyoti Rani, a YouTuber from Hisar, on charges of spying for Pakistan. Hisar Deputy Superintendent of Police Kamaljeet said that Jyoti was in contact with Pakistan's intelligence agencies and was sending intelligence information through social media. The police also arrested a youth, Devender Singh, aged 25, from Mastgarh village in Kaithal, on charges of spying for Pakistan's intelligence agency ISI. The police also arrested a person near Rajaka village of Nagina, police area of Mewat, on charge of spying for Pakistan. India is set to achieve a significant milestone with the 101st mission of its space program. ISRO's PSLV C-61 rocket will take off with Earth Observation Satellite, EOS-09 satellite, at 5:59 a.m. tomorrow from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The mission will place the EOS-09 into a sun-synchronous polar orbit. The EOS-09 is designed to provide continuous and reliable remote sensing data for operational applications across various sectors. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms and lightning over northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 5 to 6 days. The Israel Defense Forces has said it is preparing to expand operations in Gaza. Israel's military stated that troops had been mobilized for Operation Gideon's Chariots. And that is the end of this news bulletin.